I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking about the end of the summer and a festival that usually marks the end of that season. It's a festival organized by the Toledo Arts Commission and Crystal.
Okay, cool. So my name is Crystal Phelps, and I am the Momentum Festival Manager with the Arts Commission.
Crystal joined the Arts Commission 3 years ago to specifically work on Momentum, which at the time was a brand new idea. And the idea was to create a space, a festival, to spotlight the vibrancy of the arts locally in our own community, but also regionally.
And our festival really focuses on the visual artists, music makers, and glass. We have a really robust glass component as well. So the festival has been historically centered along the revitalizing waterfront along the Maumee River. Our festival was actually the first event to be held in the newly renovated Promenade Park back in 2017. So we really have the opportunity to take this space, provide this welcoming, free, inclusive programming for people, and change how people engage with the civic space and sort of reintroduce it to folks since downtown has really changed so much, you know, in the last 5 years.
So imagine walking Promenade Park along Water Street, interacting with large-scale temporary public art projects, animated art and video on the Park Vision screen, stages with music and entertainment, hands-on activities, basically everything we cannot do today. Which has then provided quite the challenge for Crystal in deciding how to create momentum for 2020.
It has been a wild ride, to be quite honest. I think a lot of people can relate to that. You know, back in March, nobody really knew what was going on. And, you know, I'm tapped into all these event resources. So I was just getting inundated with cancellations, postponements, all of these opportunities for artists and performers alike, you know, have been drastically reduced. And so we were sort of biding our time, trying to see how things would play out. We took that time and space to sort of put the planning on hold and think of this alternative planning and take the time to try to forge ahead with an innovative approach that was in dialogue with sort of what's happening nationally. And I was really, to be quite candid, like, had no idea. You know, there was a lot of fear about, like, what could happen. And now we've gotten to the point where, unfortunately, the pandemic is, you know, not showing any signs of slowing down. But with our planning, we've been able to sort of curate and create this combination of experiences that I'm personally excited about. And I think other people will be excited to engage with as well in ways that are safe. But also really highlighting art in a way that is indicative of the time.
So this September, Momentum is focusing on virtual and discoverable elements. There will be online or self-guided programs that promote the exploration of the city of Toledo.
So this will have a combination of existing public art infrastructure and curated tours highlighting that, some new projects. And then on the other hand, we're going to have virtual activities, which we are defining as being designed to promote artists and provide safe access to experiencing artwork.
There's opportunities for visual artists to share or sell their work, exhibitions with nationally known curators, and access for audiences to connect with performing and literary artists. It's a lot, and it's a huge shift for Crystal and the Arts Commission team to move Momentum from an outdoor, interactive, hands-on festival to a, again, online, self-guided festival.
Yeah, I mean, at first, when faced with not being able to have an in-person festival, it was really heart-wrenching because I love the hustle and bustle and just the reveal of, like, the new artworks that will be on view. And, you know, those moments are really special to me and something that I look forward to every year. So I certainly miss that tremendously. And, you know, miss being able to walk through the park and hear, you know, different types of music and just running into people that you don't get to see all the time. And, you know, also riding around in my golf cart and making sure that everything at the festival is going well. it's heartbreaking to keep seeing things canceled, you know, and I am glad that we did not join that list of saying full on canceled. So I am hopeful for that. And I am hopeful for next year to reconvene with people in real time.
So Momentum really stands as another example of Toledoans making the best of a difficult situation, shifting gears, and in the end, making it work.
You know, it's a complex space to be in, and I am really excited to be able to continue to bring programming to folks. I think it's an opportunity to improve sort of that infrastructure in some ways for hopefully welcoming people back out, you know, in the spring.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.